Human beings, citizens, losers, freaks, monsters. This is the Sean Pod.
Yay! Thank you.
And now, please welcome the host of the Sean Pod, Sean Cullen.
It's me. Hi, everyone. Lackluster. Lackluster applause. Wonderful. Thank you for the lackluster applause. Thank you for not. Thank you for looking at your phones and tweeting each other. That's it. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm excited, Gord. I think we have to have the same exciting energy as last show.
Absolutely.
It was so exciting.
It was electric.
It was electric. I felt my muscles completely seize.
My whole left side went numb.
My back turned into my front. My legs became water, and then a cat swam in them. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Sean Cullen. Welcome to the Sean Pod here, and of course, the beautiful and expansive Sean Pod, the beautiful pod. Every week, I assemble it out of pieces that I keep hidden in a sort of milky fluid that keeps it fresh. And I re-up it. I put it all together and knit it together with my dreams and my fears. And so we sit in it, in a beautiful kind of sphere of my dreams and fears and bits of plastic. So thank you for coming. It's wonderful. Plastic is forever. There is no thing of plastic that has been made that is not existing anymore. Plastic is forever, ladies and gentlemen. That's the next James Bond movie. Plastic is forever. You can burn it, but it's still in its component parts. All right. That's not going to be a great theme. No one's going to like that one. How are you, Gord?
I'm fine, thank you.
How are you feeling these days?
Marvelous, actually.
Yeah, have you been working out?
Going to the gym, I'm pumping iron, I'm getting the heart rate up, I'm shedding valuable pounds.
You're shedding valuable pounds? How are they valuable? They're just lard.
It's mostly sentimental value.
Oh, I remember that pound. I remember when I got that pound. Oh, it's going. Bye, pound. Yeah, that's not fun. I keep thinking I want to get a dog because I want someone to be lower than me. I just want to control someone. And I bet I couldn't control a dog. Do you think I could control a dog?
You mean mentally?
Yeah, well, I don't think I could psychically control a dog because I don't think our minds are similar. I could just suggest moods to him. It's like, you're tired. That's not a mood. That's a state of being.
I believe you could control a dog, Sean.
You think so?
I do.
Heal. That's a good warm-up. Where are you going, guys? What happened? Your scarves? You're getting drinks? No need to be so belligerent. I just asked. I was worried your scarf was left here. And this beautiful woman in an orange shirt was coming back from the... Barsnafjord? I can't understand it. It's Barsnafjord. That's all right, Barsnafjord. I'm sick of the Barsnafjord that's going on between the Barsnas and the McCoys. Ladies and gentlemen, I just like to talk to people. I like people to be happy. And if your scarf is alone, without drinks itself, fuck it. I'm Sean Cullen. This is the Sean Pod. I like podcasting because no one can see it. Right now, I'm wearing a mustache made of children. No one knows it. There's children clinging to my lip, dangling down as a mustache. And I've painted them all brown, and they're just hanging there. But no one at home knows I'm abusing children in that way and making a mockery of the mustache as a statement of manhood. You know what? Christmas is just around the corner. It's not. It's not around the corner, but it's always just around the corner at the Flatiron Christmas Shop. No. I like Christmas. Do you like Christmas, sir?
No.
Why not? You don't like much, do you, sir? No. You have a kind of a sad look about you. You say, I ask you questions like, hey, do you like golden hats?
No.
Not my thing. Solid gold hats? No. What kind of hat do you appreciate?
Well, something a little lighter.
Lighter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if I could make a wafer-thin gold hat? You'd have to be careful with it, but it would be not very heavy. Would you like that? Like a mesh, a gold mesh made in Persia by the fine old gold weavers of Afghanistan. Mm-hmm, sure. I was just walking, speaking of Afghanistan, I was just going along Spadina the other day, and they have this place that's got, a kebab shop, and it says, the taste of Afghanistan. I was like, wow, the flavors just explode in your mouth. Thank you, or beside your car. Thank you, I'm here all week. No, I just never really thought of Afghani food as being something I'd really want in my mouth. But who knows? It'd have to be something you can eat with a giant beard. Yeah, because the Taliban didn't allow anyone to not grow a beard for many years. So your food would probably reflect that, something long and thin. Sheep's livers! Anyway, that's not important right now. Let's not dwell on that. Everybody okay? You got your drinks? Everybody's good? Nice. The man came in on a scooter. Was that you? You were scooting it.
Oh, yeah.
You're boot scooting. I like it. Now, what kind of scooter is it? Is it just a Razor scooter?
No, it's a micro.
It's a micro. Thank you, bitches. Micro scooter, not a fucking faggot Razor scooter. It's for little baby girls. Which really doesn't make any sense because faggots are not little baby girls. They're men who are gay. But, and I say that, I say faggot in the most fun way I could possibly say. It's such a great word. So you have your little faggot scooter that you ride around on. No, I'm joking. It's not a faggot scooter. It is a man scooter. It's a grown man. Oh, grown men use those scooters. You see them in the fucking Marines use them when they're fucking landing in Baghdad when they first got in 2002, 2000, whenever that war started, they just fucking on their fucking micros, with their fucking cannons on their back. Yeah, 219er, I'm on my micro. I'm at the fucking green zone. They're everywhere. Get your micro. Go for it. Yes, the scooter patrol. I don't know what's cool anymore. Look at me. Look at me. I know nothing about cool. I just try and do what I do badly, and then people think it's on purpose. And then they like it. And that's what happens. Just trying to think if I have anything new to talk about in these days.
Madonna,
she's got a new album out, and people were so upset when she said ecstasy was cool. What would she know about it? What is she? She's an elderly woman now. Why is she doing this? I think, you know, what is annoying about... you look at, like, Lady Gaga and then Katy Perry, and you say, well, Madonna did that about 30 years ago when it was not welcome. And now everybody just wants to see you do that, so it's really not that difficult to get away with being a whore. Madonna broke the whore barrier. She really smashed that wall of propriety right down. And people, she was like the Berlin Wall of whoredom. She was there on it with a sledgehammer, smashing it with her giant pointy breasts, scraping her name in the wall of whoredom. And then it fell. And then, oh, let's all run over into whoreland. It just doesn't seem fair, really. It doesn't seem fair. It seems quite silly. So, I don't know. I'm excited about the new subway. I'm really excited. Because supposedly they figured out a way to build it out of anger and stubbornness. So, absolutely free. It's half built. So, very exciting. Very excited about that. I'd like to get a mayor. And this, I won't dwell on this. But I would really like to get a mayor who liked the city he was mayor of. That would be great. Not Markham, but Toronto. I'd like, but this would be great if he thought it was nice to be here. That would be wonderful. So, good luck. And I don't know, it's just been a weird time to be a Torontonian. Every single team sucks the shit out of a dead pig. They're all awful. Like, it is unbelievable. And the only one that's winning is the Marlies because they're kind of a really good shit team in a league that's lower. So all of the dregs of the bad team are good on that team, so they're doing well. It doesn't make any sense. The Raptors, how could you lose that much? It's physically impossible to lose that much. And then, you know, the TFC, you know, these people, they're a home opener. How do they come out with a bang? Lost 3-0. Boom. There you go, fans. Thanks for re-upping. So, anyway, I'm getting a little sad. I wish we'd had a winner. I wish we had a winner somewhere, you know? Wouldn't that be good? Wouldn't it be nice to have a winner sometime? And then the Toronto Maple Leafs, it really hurts this time, doesn't it? I mean, does anybody like hockey? Yeah, I like hockey, too. I love the Toronto Maple Leafs. I've loved them for a long time. And I said, okay, I'm going to be patient. Oh, we're in the playoffs. No problem. It's January. It's February. What could go wrong? 25 games in a row. You find a way to break my heart. Find a way. You did it. I don't understand anymore. It's confusing. But we have a very tall tower we can enjoy. And the Toronto Blue Jays look very exciting. And they have actually look like a team from Canada again. They have a Canadian flag on their logo again. Thank God, because, you know, we didn't want to have a logo that showed the Canadian flag because all those fans all over America wouldn't buy our jerseys then. All right. I'm really just going on in a downward spiral of hate towards sporting franchises, and that's not good. That's not right. That's not why you came here. It's not why you came here, ma'am. It's not why you came here. Not why you came here, Micro. They're in the trees! Micro, run! Abandon scooters! Toss them aside! You don't have time to wheel it with your leg! You have no leg! Drag him to the trees! That was fun. Okay, now I'm really pleased to bring to the stage a lovely friend of mine who I do a lot of work with. He's a plastic surgeon. He's not a plastic surgeon. He's a very funny man. He's an alumnus. There's only one of him. He's an alumnus of the Second City, and he's a brilliant actor, and we have worked on TV shows that have labored in obscurity. And he is a wonderful man. Please bring him up here. He's beautiful. Nug Nargang. Ladies and gentlemen. Nug Nargang!
Oh, yeah. The whole time you're doing the micro in the war,
yeah.
I'm like, that's the most garbage G.I. Joe character of all time.
Micro!
And then he's on, like, I just picture his little cutout file card on the back of the action figure. Micro. He's excellent at computer stuff, but he gets there in a hurry on his scooter. And he's got like a real great war name, like Brock McGee. But they call him Micro because of his scooter and his computer skills.
That's right. Woo! Take that, Cobra.
That's right. And everybody had their mortal enemy mirror, like Snake Eyes had Storm Shadow. And I assume that Micro's enemy is Cobra's librarian.
No. It's Commodore.
Oh, man! Commodore! Screw you, Commodore!
Oh, yeah? Just a second while I load this data tape. I'll teach you a lesson.
I'll show you. I've got a scooter for each foot.
Oh, that's skis.
Oh, I took somebody else's stuff. I'll go back to one scooter.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Nug.
Hi.
Now, he's a good man. How are you, Nug?
I'm great.
What are you up to these days?
Well, I'm up to all sorts of things.
Yeah?
This weekend, I'm going to Las Vegas.
What?
I'm going to Las Vegas. I don't know how many of you are familiar with a website called FARC. Right?
FARC?
FARC, F-A-R-K.
Okay.
It's kind of like a new bunch for news nerds, kind of. And there's lots of Photoshop contests on it and stuff. But many years ago, I was in a photo.
Nerd!
Yes. Many years ago, I was in a photo that went wild on the internet and has become what they call a meme. And so they're having a big convention this weekend, and I'm being flown down as a guest to just appear in real life.
Which called? Mustard Man.
Mustard Man, that's right.
What was that?
It's a Mustard Man. It's a shot. We did a show up in Ottawa called The Endless Grind for the Comedy Network. Right? No. And we were pulling me and this other actor. The script called for us to pull pranks on each other so that we could win Employee of the Month at this burger place.
Oh.
And so one of the pranks was a whole table full of condiments spilled on me, and we really only had one chance to get the shot. And nothing really hit me, but this giant tub of mustard came at me, and I caught it, and I squeezed it, and went all over my shirt and my arm. And then they went, great, cut. Nug, hold still. We got to reposition the camera. So as the mustard is slowly burning into my arm, because it's not supposed to be there, Albert Howell, our friend Albert
yes.
Howell, had, at the time, one of those newfangled digital cameras that no one had ever seen.
Oh.
And he took a picture of me, and I looked like I was like doing something I shouldn't. And then I entered that photo as a joke into a contest that my buddy was running at Sony Music for funky photos. And somebody grabbed it from that, and it went crazy on the internet. And I had no idea until like 6 months later.
What were you doing that you're not supposed to be doing?
No, like, oh, no, I'm covered in mustard. Like, whatever, I don't know.
That doesn't
like
seem
he caught
like
me.
That's a bad thing. It seems like an
whatever.
Accident.
It was just a dumb photo that I like thought, no one's ever going to see this, and it turns out everyone has seen it.
No, it wasn't like you were jerking off and then mustard shot out.
Well, you know what? I don't like to say what was happening before the picture was taken, but...
For the people at home, my eyes are wide.
And I am not denying that.
Okay. So how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I quit drinking probably the day before Valentine's Day, which is a shame because I really would have liked to get drunk on Valentine's Day.
Idiot.
I know. But I've been eating right, following Gord's plan.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm down about 35 pounds since Woo! Then. So.
Nice.
Slowly wasting away to normal.
That's right. One day you'll just be a guy.
Yeah, I'll just wake up in the morning and go, oh, look at that.
Now, is this you are a portly man.
I'm a big dude, yeah.
Yeah. So, do you find you get a lot of work because of it, and does it frighten you to become slimmer?
Well, as Sean and I have the same agent, who is in the room.
Oh, no, he isn't.
And that agent knows very well that when the, you know, when the auditions come in and they go, we really want Nug, we'll pay him double scale, we're going to pull his shirt off, paint him blue, and throw him down a set of stairs, it'll be hilarious, because he's fat. And then I will go... No, not going to do that. So frequently the auditions
call
come.
Me.
And then you go, no. Yes. You'll say no as well.
No,
What I really enjoy, God, why would you ever? But I really enjoy right now I'm getting a lot of voice work.
Oh.
And I love voice work because you can show up in your pajamas.
Yeah, or in my pajamas.
All right. All right, this guy gets it.
Meow.
So, yeah, so, you know, the heart and stroke lottery.
Oh, I'm rich!
Yes. Yeah, they draw a number and they force you to have a stroke.
Oh, my God.
Win. I'm the winner. I did, oh, no.
Shh.
Hi, Gordon.
That's not nice at all.
Yeah, but so I'm doing the voice. That just started up. I'm doing that voice and some other cartoon.
Cartoon.
A cartoon.
Yeah. Well, we're doing a new show called Rocket Monkeys. And
yes.
I play a monkey, and there's another friend who's in the audience who also plays a monkey.
And I, luckily enough, got the part of their mother.
Because monkeys have men's voices.
Yeah.
All monkeys. All monkeys have men's voices.
True. It's true.
Yes, so that's fun.
Yeah.
And you do a lot of that.
Yeah.
But you're also a gigantic nerd, aren't you?
I'm a monster. Big
play,
old nerd.
You play video, not video games, but board games.
I play tons of board games.
You're an old school
yeah.
board game nerd.
Yes, I am.
What is the nerdiest game?
It's real tough to say. The most involved one that we play is Twilight Imperium.
Oh, my God.
Which you have
get
a copy
out,
of.
Get out, sir. If you can't
right now,
take
bail.
It.
Which you have a copy of because I gave you a copy.
I know, it's insane.
It is a monstrous box, and it has tons of parts, and it's basically Axis and Allies, but in space, and it literally
people
takes 12 hours to play this game.
Axis and Allies is. Don't say, it's this other
no,
nerd
come on,
game,
you
but
know
like
Axis,
this.
Axis and Allies, yeah.
One guy.
Yeah.
Two awesome. Guys. Oh, Scooter.
So this one
Micro
is,
knows
Micro.
What it is.
I'll
meet me
get
over
you.
At the house. We're
I'll
gonna play
you
some Axis and Allies.
Right after this game of Jumpman, I'll get you.
That's Commodore.
Oh.
So Twilight Imperium is a good 12-hour game. We're playing a lot of a game right now called Mansions of Madness, which takes place in the Cthulhu world.
Does anybody know who Cthulhu is?
Yeah,
on. The same fucking nerds.
Yeah, man. Me
quickly,
and Micro are
Cthulhu's
tight.
Coming. Get on your Micro. The ancient old ones are coming.
You can't skate away from those. They're huge.
He's using psychic mind ray on me. This is not good on a scooter.
But my nerd, Gord is just like, I don't know what's happening, but I'm enjoying
it. Yeah, exactly.
I'm on board, man.
Nice. My nerddom is coming into question. I'm a nerd about a whole lot of things.
Yes.
And this Sunday, I asked for a flight, my flight back from Vegas to be moved up so I could arrive home on time to either watch the Game of Thrones premiere or WrestleMania.
Holy shit.
And here's what's gonna happen. Friend of mine's gonna tape Game of Thrones, gonna go watch WrestleMania.
In person.
No, because it's in Miami. So I'm gonna come home and watch it on the TV.
Why aren't you going to Miami if you're such a big fucking fan?
Well, because I don't have the $1 billion it costs to get there and get a ticket at the Miami Stadium.
I'm sorry. But Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
You could be the Game of Thrones author if you put on a floppy hat with
a
weird
hat.
Symbol on it.
I like to think, I went away on the cruise ships last year, and I ended up in Alaska, and I grew this gigantic beard and just let my hair grow, and I looked just like Robert Baratheon. So I was good, the guy from the show. So I was going to come back and go, yeah, let's go hunting. Oh, I'm dead. And that would be my whole impression. Done.
That's good.
We're talking about doing an improvised Game of Thrones coming up at the Comedy Bar.
I would enjoy that.
Right? So
I would
fun.
Love to
it's
do that.
It's so much, right? We'll get you on board.
As long as no one cuts my head off. Anyway, that's Sean Bean.
That was very good.
Nobody knows who it is. All right.
I do.
Now, I think what might be fun, since we both enjoy, you have a wonderful podcast called?
Yes. We have a podcast called Illusionoid. For the people here, I've put little cards on some of the tables. What we do is...
You're not allowed to do that.
Oh, sorry. What we do...
Shut up!
Our friends Paul Bates and Lee Smart, Second City guys.
Oh, yes.
The three of us improvise for about 20 minutes and record it, and then we go back and add sound effects and music and make it sound like a 1950s radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all sci-fi, and it's all goofy, and Sean's been a guest on...
Yes.
Your episode, one of your episodes came out at Christmas.
Yes.
And the next episode that comes out is going to be... it's called Identical Quinn, where a guy gets superpowers and becomes an amazing mimic. And Sean plays the excellent part of General Hardass.
I just yell at him.
He just yells the whole time.
Quinn, you're a pile of shit! Sean, I don't care if you look like me! You're a piece of shit, Quinn!
He yells, God damn it, at one point, and you could drive a bus through the pause between God and damn it. You're like, God! Damn it, Quinn! It's the fun, and I'm trying to edit this thing to put the sound effects in, and I can't because I'm laughing. But it's always fun to listen back to it because you forget. Like, we did that months ago, and then we're listening to it, and I'm like, oh, God, I forgot that all
God
this time.
Damn it, quit!
Oh, God. It was so fun.
Now, I thought it might be fun if we did a little radio
drama
right now.
Sure.
But we're going to just improvise it.
We're just going to improvise it.
And I've got some sound effects on my iPad.
Excellent.
Which will probably not work.
All right.
So
that's fine.
Let's give it a go.
Should we get a title?
What would you like the title of the
show
to be? Guys,
let's get a title.
Anus from Space.
Oh, boy.
Anus from Space?
And what was that?
Sasha.
Sasha.
Whitney Houston and the anus,
and the
from,
anus
space.
From space. I'm on board.
The love theme from Sasha, Whitney Houston,
and the anus
from space. last time I saw her was 1978. I'd gone through a portal in time from 2014. She'd been dead for 2 years. But when I arrived at the other end of the portal, she was about 17 or so.
Oh, hey, what's up? Just hanging out. It's cool being 17 in 1978. Let's go disco.
Oh, Whitney, you don't know what's going to happen.
Well, what are you, from the future or something?
My name is Sasha.
Not the Sasha.
That's right. Sasha, the anus from space.
Holy pole. Sasha, what can you tell... But don't you break the laws of space-time if you tell me what's going to happen?
Sorry, I'm just going to... I have to build a small spaceship out of wood.
Sasha, wood's not space-worthy.
Yes, well, in the future, wood is completely sealed using special space-warp technology.
Oh, that's amazing. Sasha, what will happen? Please stop sawing just for 1 second. Sasha.
I'm almost finished. Just a second.
I must know about the future,
wait
Sasha.
Wait a minute.
Sasha, please.
It's right at the end. It's
Sasha,
right.
Please.
Almost there. And done.
Sasha, I must know. Tell me about the future. Will I meet a boy?
Oh, well, you'll meet a guy. And it'll happen something like this.
I'll be on a game show.
It's a doorbell.
I'll get a correct answer.
It's getting closer.
Oh. There's a doorbell in my future?
Yes.
I'll meet him at a door. Oh, he comes in. Hello, man of my dreams. What's your name? Sasha, please! Sasha, I was just going to speak to Jeff!
I just gotta saw this.
Sasha, please!
Bit. Don't worry about it.
I need to know these things. Will he love me forever?
Just a second. I'll be finished in a second.
Sasha, anus from space.
Oh, just hold on.
Sasha, please! I must know the future!
I have to fix this pipe under the cement. I'll be a minute. Don't worry about it.
Sasha,
just a second.
You tease me so with tales of the future and construction.
Well, the future's very difficult. It's very different from now.
Well, clearly, things happen.
Yes. But what's going to happen to you is you're going to find a guy, and he's going to be the love of your life.
Oh, this is great news.
And there'll be crack.
What's that?
Yeah, that's right.
What do you mean?
Smoking a lot of crack.
What is this?
Well, crack really will become more popular in the early 90s.
Is it like chocolate?
No, not quite like chocolate.
Is it like a candy of some sort?
Some people call it candy.
Oh.
Just a second, will you? I'm just...
Sasha, please.
Just a second. I just have to...
Sasha, I have put your anvil away.
No, I'm just trying to get these horseshoes finished.
Sasha, please.
Just, I have to...
What? Tell me about this crack and... Is it bad news?
Yeah, it's bad news. Whoa, look out, I dropped my hammer.
Oh, my!
Just relax. Please. Just give me a minute. Okay, this is fine. Okay, and done.
Oh, Sasha.
So crack.
Yes.
Crack.
How can an anus from space know so much about handymanship?
Well, they call me the crack from space because my anus is like, you know, butt
gross.
Crack, right? Yeah.
Super gross.
But it's not the crack like that.
Oh.
It's basically a very raw form of cocaine.
What? I would never touch that.
Okay, well, don't be so quick to judge.
Wait, is it good?
Well, good, if by good means your teeth will completely lose their enamel and you'll die in a bathtub, yes.
Wait a second. Are you telling me my future, I'll die in a bathtub?
No, did I say that?
You did.
Hold on a second. Hold on a minute.
Sasha, please.
I just gotta feed these chickens.
Sasha, why did you bring chickens?
Well, because I need eggs.
Oh, understood.
I love omelets.
Oh, and who doesn't?
But in the future, that's the only form of protein we have.
Sasha, please.
What?
Tell me more of the future. How can I prevent myself from dying in a bathtub?
Just a second.
Oh.
Okay.
Sasha!
I'm trying to saw
Look,
these
if
chickens.
I help you saw, will
what?
You tell me while you saw about the future?
Just a second. Just a second. Okay, you chickens, I've had it.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Sasha, don't.
Yeah, I've got to kill these chickens.
Please don't kill them.
Oh.
Sasha, if you don't kill them, I will always love you.
Oh, I love that song by Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Maybe you could sing a little bit of it for me.
Who, me? I'm not a singer.
Go see, here, see how you are. You've got a lovely
what?
Voice. It'll be the future. You'll find your voice and people
and
will love.
Perhaps I will take some lessons. Maybe my aunt can help me.
Well, she's going to have an amazing psychic network one day. So, yeah, she can maybe channel someone's brain from the past or the future and maybe make you a great singer.
Maybe she can.
Yeah, but you know, I have one bit of advice.
Go ahead.
When they have those little signs above the bathtub that says no diving...
Yes?
Pay attention to those.
Well, who would dive in a bathtub?
Let me just check out these chickens once more.
Oh. Sasha,
yeah.
Thank you for coming from the future.
Well, you know I'm thirsty now.
Oh.
Yeah, would you like something to drink?
Oh, sure. What have you got?
It's my own urine.
Oh. Mmm, tastes a lot like Dr. Pepper.
Well, I gotta brush my teeth.
You know what? I'll join you. I hear taking care of my teeth is important.
It is. Oh, I think I should go back to the future now.
Oh, Sasha, please.
What?
Tell me one more thing about the future.
Okay, what?
If I'm going to be a famous singer and die in a bathtub, is there any way that I can leave something for future generations to remember me?
You could shave your hair off and make a wig out of it. You think something more
significant? I meant something probably more significant than that. Because that just seems weird.
How about a child? Named.
A child.
What's her name? Frances Betty Arlene? I've forgotten.
I'm going to name her after you.
Sasha?
No, Anus from Space.
Oh, that's so lovely. Thank you.
That is the end of our tale.
Thanks very much. Well, that was great.
Oh, thanks. That was fun.
Yeah. They're snug. Now, I wanted to ask a friend. It kind of petered out, but that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Failing. Now, is Mark here still? Mark, come on up.
Yeah.
Mark is the other rocket monkey on our new show, Rocket Monkeys. It's Mark Edwards. He's a graduate of the Humber Comedy Program, but... That's not a reason to not like him.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. Well, I just thought it'd be fun if we did... There's one thing that makes me laugh, and if it's the guy downstairs complaining about the guy upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
This is in Star Wars. One of the Trade Federation guys has just rented an apartment, and the guy upstairs is very noisy.
Excuse me.
What?
What do you want? I have to ask you a favor.
What is it?
Okay, well, I don't want to be that guy, but the guy upstairs, he's got a droid, and every night he's drive around on the floor, and it keeps me awake all night.
Well, everybody has droids. If you maybe ask him... to not go and his droid at night, maybe you get some sleep.
You seriously think that I have not asked him this already? You must think I'm some sort of idiot. I am trying to ask him, but he is a hot and I don't speak a hot knees.
Well, at least he doesn't walk on the floor. He is a big lizard.
Well, it's not really. He's more like a space slug. He sort of just drags his body, but not as noisy as Droid. I have told him 3 times that I go to sleep at 7:30 p.m. like a normal Neomodian, and he tells me that the droid has to do some things, and I say, just turn it off.
No, listen. You want to berate me for something your neighbor does? Why don't you talk to neighbor yourself? Here he is right now.
Oh, okay.
Jolly Hutt, how are you?
Okay. It's a little bit awkward for me to say this, but you have this droid, man, and all night it's rearing across the floor. As I'm trying to go to sleep, I sit down and I read a little book, and I can't even concentrate on the story. I'm trying to identify with the characters and stuff. And there's this droid going across the floor and bumping into ramps and stuff, and things are falling over, and I'm losing sleep, and I have to do a big speech tomorrow. A Senator Palpatine is going to be there, and he already does not think very highly of me because I really messed things up at the bocce ball tournament last weekend.
Ichi Motika Baneba. Yeah, you tell him what you think. He used to look like chicken shit to me. You want to have some.
Okay. I think that maybe we can assault this. We are grown men. We are two grown men. I don't really know how old you are. I think maybe if I cut you in half, it was like a tree, and I could see. I
was what you go to make your fumbotika?
I think it's becoming very apparent that there is a huge language barrier here. I barely speak the run. I'm speaking in, and you're just making sort of guttural noises. And then you bite the head off of a little animal and throw it in the corner. Very disturbing. And you have women tied up in golden bikinis all over the place. And they're wearing high heels. They make noise too. You are looking at me with hungry eyes. I'm a little bit uncomfortable right now.
Oh.
Okay. You know, maybe I will.
I did go to my house to my song. Musty go butter. Okay, Ma.
Oh, sorry, Ma.
Oh, did you go to the water? Yeah. Horse shoe.
Ice cream?
Yeah. Want some ice cream.
You said that we can go to ice cream and talk about our problems like men?
Yes.
I think I'll take you up on this offer.
Dance party! Oh!
I think this is run by the Erocs. I think the Erocs did this run at... in such a better mood right now.
Yeah. Oh, you can't be sad when you listen to this music.
I don't think... No, you can't.
You can't. This is good. I'm even happy when Jedi come and stick saber through my door and wreck it.
I don't think that the insurance covers that. I was a little distraught. You know what? I just think I'm going to go downstairs.
Okay.
And I got to think about this. And I will see you at Bocce Ball.
Okay.
Okay, have a good
day. Thank you for coming.
Have a good day.
Sorry about the noise. Sorry about noise. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't be unhappy when the samba is on.
That was awkward Star Wars character theater.
Yeah, it was very weird. But something about that dialect really makes me laugh.
It's that weird, like, all those new Star Wars movies had blatantly racist characters.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's like so that fantastic guy. They're Japanese, and they're like, oh, no, here come the Jedi. Look out, they're going to wreck everything.
I like the, of all the characters, I like the guys like,
you think your powers work on me, Jedi? My boy race for you. We'll see if you win and I get you both.
Yeah, the slave man.
He's a weirdo.
Yeah, and what's the other
like
one?
Of all the things in the whole universe, that guy you can't use your Jedi powers on.
Yeah, the little
blue
guy covered with flies.
Yeah.
Is
it what? Me? It doesn't work on me.
Really?
I don't understand it. I just love the Jedi. I like the first time you see Obi-Wan use his Jedi powers when he's like, hey, these are the droids you're looking for. We can go on our way.
You go ahead.
I would like an ice cream cone.
Let's get this guy an ice cream.
I want to borrow your pants for the weekend.
You know, why don't you just take my pants?
I am wearing a diaper, and it's full.
I'm going to take that diaper for you.
Where can I park my minivan?
Right over there by that guy's scooter.
Okay.
Micro! Launch!
Go, Micro!
Go! Go, Micro!
I'll get you, Micro!
Fire! Fire! Fire!
Oh, send in the fire guy. Not Micro.
Not Micro.
If there's fire...
Fire, Micro.
We have an emergency that only a guy on a scooter can help with.
That's right. Someone dropped their newspaper on the battlefield.
I'll be right there. Scoot.
Oh, my God.
Thank God it's always folded up and strapped to his back.
True.
Just so in any hurry he could just flip.
But why would you want that?
Come again?
Well, say, okay, we're going to have to climb a mountain. I'm going to strap my scooter on my back. What are you going to do up the mountain?
Nothing.
Yeah.
But the way down's a lot faster.
Yeah, but I think it would be wrong. I don't think you'd land very well. Even the guy who skied down Everest in that movie, Skiing Down Everest, really just fell down Everest with skis on his feet.
You know, I never saw that movie because I figured out what was going to happen.
Yeah. Well, it was funny.
Oh, for
moments
sure
of it were quite
for
hilarious.
Sure it was funny.
Falling down Everest would not have been a big draw. Falling down Everest. I am Wilson Panda, and I fell down Everest.
Actually, I would have gone to see that one.
Oh, for
I
sure.
I know. It would have been good.
2 hours is of slow-mo falling down Everest?
Well, I'd like
to say... The poster would have been enough.
I would like to say thank you to my guest, to the beautiful and talented Nutnugget.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, everybody.
Mark Edwards over there. And I hope you enjoyed being here.
Absolutely, I
wish
did.
I had a gift to give you other than my esteem.
No, it's fine. It's very
hey,
fun.
That's what esteem is,
yeah,
all right?
Come on.
Only not... Gay. I don't know why I'm so down on gay right now. I love gay. Gays are wonderful. What have they ever done to you? Nothing. They're wonderful. We should stop that. People loving each other randomly must end.
Pick one.
Pick one.
No, more random,
no more random loving. Like between
make a choice,
same
people.
Sex
make a
partners.
Choice.
Please only touch things that are opposite to you. When are you going to leave? I keep saying
plug the
thank
podcast. Going to plug the podcast
okay,
again.
Okay, got it. When is that coming out?
Every 2 weeks. So we have a new episode went up today, and we got another one every 2 weeks, and then Sean will be on the next one. Ooh. Identical Quinn.
Identical Quinn.
Check out the Christmas episode, Silent Night, Holy Shit.
That's with, a great one.
With Sean.
Yep.
It was a lot of fun.
It was the man who invented the Kinder Egg.
Yeah.
Saves Christmas.
Alphonse Kinder.
Alphonse Kinder.
And then Sean will be on another episode of ours that is called The Skymen of Antares.
It's really
which
random.
Which is really, really... We just improvise. We get titles from our fans. You can submit them on Facebook, and then we pick a title and then just improvise based on the title. So
yeah.
We have a ton of fun. We got a live show coming up April 14th at Comedy Bar, and you can yell out stuff, and we'll take that as the title, and then we'll go from there. So.
It's a pretty fun show. So thank you for being
thank
here,
you,
Nuglis.
Sean.
Be careful out there. He's gone, he's gone. Nuggy Nug is gone. He's walking away stay, 'cause I told him to go. And now he's gone, when will he find me again? If I'm lying in a bag with a knife in my face, will he come and save me with his tongue? Will I come down from a cloud and shoot rays from my eyes into his nuts? Why do I obsess with nuts? Why am I so worried about them? I have one, two nuts. This is my dream for tomorrow. One day, all children will have enough to eat.
Knocked off, and it flies through the air, and it lands in the crowd.
1918. They're brown and they're orange and they taste like shit. But you get them every year and you put them in a bag and you take them right home and you say, I hate these motherfucking candies. And you throw them in the garbage and a rat comes out and it takes the candies and it tries to open them, but the wax is so sticky on the fucking wrappers that the rat gets frustrated. But slowly, as it tries to take off the wrapper, its intelligence grows and its mind expands, and finally it's just as intelligent as you, and it walks up to you and it holds up the candy and it says, you asshole, why'd you give me this thing? Now I'm really smart and I look at myself and I make myself sick with the filth that I eat and my weird naked tail and my freaky little paws. I don't wanna be a rat no more. So you get up with him and you cut out his brain and you put it in your body and the rat's now in charge and you walk all around with a giant meat puppet with a rat for a pilot and you're dancing all around and you're moving like a rat though your body's not built like that. Through some shit. Okay, that's the end. Never mind. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being here tonight. I hope that was edifying. Perhaps not for you, sir. Thank you for being here. I've been Sean Cullen. That's Gord Light. You've been a lovely audience. We had the beautiful and talented Nugnar Gang and Mark Edwards. Just, I brought him up and he tried to show you his magic, and you saw some of it, all right? You get a little extra treat, and I put him on the spot. And you know what? That's because I'm an asshole. And that's what I do. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. I just talked right through the applause when I should have left. We all know that that's a no-no. But let's bring it back. Goodbye, everyone. We'll see you next Sean Pod. See you from the pod.